This is KUOW News. I'm Sarah Lerner. In 2013, Clallam County prosecutors worked the most expensive trial in county history, that of death row inmate Daryl Stenson. That year, the county had spent more than $1 million on his retrial. In the end, he was sentenced to 2 life terms in prison without the possibility of parole. Today, Seattle University is releasing a study that finds that cases where the death penalty is pursued cost more. Lead author of the study is professor and practicing attorney Robert Berukowitz. Professor Berukowitz, what is the main conclusion of your 7 months of research?
The main conclusion is that it costs more than $1 million more to pursue the death penalty than not to pursue it in an aggravated homicide case.
And what else did you find along with that?
Well, we found also that recent cases are costing significantly more, up to $4 million each.
Why is it so expensive?
Well, I think the short answer is that decisions of the United States Supreme Court and the Washington Supreme Court have increased the complexity of capital cases, and everyone involved, the judges, the prosecutors, the defense attorneys, and then ultimately the Supreme Court, spend a lot more time trying to make sure they're careful, which of course makes sense because this is the one kind of case which can't be changed later. If you make a mistake and execute somebody who shouldn't be executed, you can't go back and fix that. And so the case law has made it clear that everybody in the criminal justice system has to be as careful and comprehensive as they possibly can, and everybody's doing that, and so it takes more time.
And isn't it pretty well known that death row cases are incredibly expensive? I mean, tell me why this study is necessary.
Well, in Washington, it really hasn't been studied for about 10 years, and this particular study is more rigorous and comprehensive than ones that have been done in Washington in the past. We have a richer database. The other aspect of this study that makes it different is that it's a combination of different skills. Professors from our school, the law school, and the criminal justice department working together. As far as I know, this is the first study of its kind that has that kind of team of researchers.
And the study was funded by the ACLU, which is an organization that is outspoken against the death penalty. So why should the public be confident that you weren't influenced by the ACLU as you conducted your research?
Well, the four of us professors really took this on as an academic research project, and the ACLU did not in any way try to influence either the design of the project or the conclusions. And all of us have our own academic integrity to be concerned about, and we approached this totally neutral. We didn't draw any policy conclusions, and we made clear that we would go where the data took us.
Robert Berukowitz, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Robert Berukowitz is the lead author of a new study out today from Seattle University. It finds that cases where prosecutors pursue the death penalty cost, on average, $1 million more than cases where the death penalty is not pursued. There is currently a moratorium on the death penalty in Washington state. That means an execution cannot be carried out, but that the death penalty may still be pursued. I'm Sarah Lerner. This is KUOW News.